This is Coastal Connection, our spotlight on the community. I'm Terry Wright, and today in the studio, we are very happy to have Jasana DeAngelis, the publicity chair with the Melbourne Art Festival, and Mr. Science himself, Tim Perkins. He's the MC on the Kids World stage. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you for having us.
Okay, the Melbourne Art Festival is this weekend, so it's Saturday and Sunday. What are the hours?
The hours are 9 to 5 for the Art Festival.
And at Kids World, we're going to have our stage going from 10 till 5 on Saturday, and then on Sunday, 11 to 5.
And the entertainment also runs from 1 to 11 on Saturday and 12 to 5 on Sunday.
And so who's the big entertainment act this year?
We actually have two headliners this year. We have Biebs and Her Moneymakers, and we have the Crazy Carls.
All right, and lots of local acts.
Lots, so we fill up the rest with local acts and some regional acts as well. We have the Nouveau Honkies opening for Biebs and the Crazy Carls, so we're looking forward to that.
Okay, so how many artists do we have this year?
About 250 artists.
250 artists. This is a juried art show. The festival is just tons of fun. It's kid-friendly, it's family-friendly, and is there the Flamingo 5K?
We have that every year, and this year we usually get about 1,500 runners, and we expect about the same this year.
And that's Saturday morning, bright and early.
7:30 a.m. It starts at the main stage down at the end in New Haven and US 1.
Okay, one of the big things that people have an issue with is parking. So the park and ride is going to be up and running this year?
We have the same park and ride we've had every year for the last few years. It is from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Saturday and Sunday. We have two locations, the Sears Plaza in Melbourne off of Babcock Street in Nassau. And we also have at the Indy Atlantic Shopping Center in Indy Atlantic. And that's going to be on the west side of the shopping center. For railroad track crossing, since we are near the railroad tracks, we want to make sure that everybody knows not to walk along or near the railroad tracks because you may get a ticket and can even get arrested. So please stay away from that area and use the designated walkways and street to go over the railroad tracks.
So the food court, there's a huge food court, lots of delicious treats.
We actually have a new location this year. It's going to be located in Melbourne Court, immediately west of the railroad tracks.
Okay. So lots of fun and just a great day to get out and see people you haven't seen in a long time and maybe take advantage of the patron tent. And, of course, you can bring your kids because there's a super cool Kids World.
Yeah, Kids World. That's the happening place right at the heart of the art center or the art festival. We've got a stage there with a sound system, live performances Saturday and Sunday. A lot of kids are going to be performing there, so their families are going to come and watch that. We've got the West Side Jammers from West Side Elementary, the Kids Steel Drum Band. Of course, I'm going to be performing off and on throughout the day. Sunrise Elementary, Hand Chime, Harmony. They have these really cool bell things. That they're not bells, they're tubes. They're really weird, but they sound beautiful. It's really neat. And they have the Brevard Community Puppeteers are going to be up, so there's a puppet show for the kids. And there's going to be the guitar school kids. The Kid Stuff Guitar School kids are going to be playing guitar. So a lot of these little ones are going to come up and actually play guitar on a real stage with a real sound system and all this in front of everybody. It's going to be such a huge deal for them. And we have Zumba, so you can actually participate. If you get there, we'll have the Zumbatonic by Ashley Phillips, and she gets up there and gets everybody going. And I usually on a dare do get up there and Zumba.
Oh, good. We're looking forward to that. And lots of hands-on arts and crafts, lots of stuff for the kids to do. And the student art competition, that's going to be up and running?
Yes, ma'am. We have the student art competition this year is going to be all weekend from 9 to 5, and that is also located at Melbourne Court.
Well, it just sounds like a great weekend, as always. And one thing that we always need to mention is that people should leave their four-legged friends at home because it's just too hot and too crowded for dogs.
So. Oh, definitely. We don't want any animals to get hurt in our during our fun event, so we ask that you leave them home unless they are service animals.
And all the kids should be wearing sunblock and have some good cold water for if it gets hot, and that way we won't have any sunburns or any, you know, crying, you know, feeling bad. So it's a beautiful day almost every year. I think in all the years I've been doing this, we've had rain once.
Once, yeah.
Yeah, and it's really great out there. But you can get a sunburn, so everybody should, yes, and parents should lead by example and wear sunblock too.
Yes.
Okay, and if anybody wanted more information, there's a schedule of the entertainment, some of the Kids World information. It's all on the website.
Yes, it's www.melbournearts.org.
All right. Well, thank you both so much for coming in. I know WFIT is going to have a table out there, and we'll see you all out at the Art Fest this weekend.
Can't wait to see everybody.
Can't wait to see you there.